Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. If you've missed any shows recently, you'll know that I have been filling in for the fantastic David Pollack. He'll be back very soon. And in the meantime, I'm going to be here with my friend and entrepreneurial superstar. Is that right? Entrepreneurial superstar, Michael Farka. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Lisa. How are you? And it's funny you say entrepreneurial because up until a few months ago, I didn't even know how to spell that. You
know? That's a hard word to say, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Entrepreneur, entrepreneurial. Maybe we can just talk about how hard it is to say the word. It is, although as hard as it is to say the word, I think it's harder to be one. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Some of the challenges, the obstacles, how to juggle, how to balance, and all the other good stuff. Now, if you've missed any of the episodes, we have two up so far on the 10minutemarketer.com. My AHA progression with guest Michael Farka and personal financial management for new entrepreneurs with guest Michael Farka. Be sure to check those out and check out all the other fantastic shows with David. And if you go all the way down to the bottom of the page, you will find quite a few that it was included on. And David and I always have a good time. All right. Speaking of good time, Michael, let's get this started. Talk to us a little bit about people who haven't heard of your work before or they didn't hear the other podcast. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your businesses, and let's jump into some of the ways to juggle, balance, and all that good stuff.
Sure. So a couple of years ago, I found myself in a little bit of a life transition work-wise, and I had worked corporate America for quite some time working in a hospital. And as that started to change, I decided that, you know, the best course of action for myself, my family, would be to start my own business. And so as I was exiting the hospital, I started a medical education business, which is pretty dynamic in that it's an internationally focused business. So we bring in medical student graduates from out of the country, and we bring them to partner with the physicians here to gain some U.S. clinical experience. Pretty exciting business.
Cool.
And very focused in its own little niche world. After that, and completely independent, I started a general contracting business, which is probably a show in its own and how that evolved.
You know, sure.
But I'm a fully licensed service general contractor. I do everything from home renovations to apartment renovations, new construction, whatever is needed, commercial and residential focus. And so that's really, what I spent a lot of my day doing until my newest passion came around, which is my Devil's Envy spice company. Now, Devil's Envy is one of those businesses where you do it because you actually love it, you know. And I love everything that I do, don't get me wrong, but I mean, this is just really core to the family. It's a family recipe, family blend, and, you know, anything that I ever do is really a tribute to my family. And so it's almost like a legacy and what we're able to share with folks around the country and the world, really. So I'm very excited, and I think one of the biggest challenges we have, or I have, is, you know, they're three very independent businesses, so I can't even feed one into the other and say I can do some of this work and it'll play off into this other job. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So it's definitely an interesting juggling act, you know.
How do you do it? I mean, I think entrepreneurs listening who have one business are thinking, okay, I'm having trouble with one business. How do you possibly manage three?
Right. So it is a juggling act. I do often feel like I'm in a circus, you know, you know, like the clown act, you know, something, you know. a guy told me one time, not too long ago when I was, you know, going through my second business, and he says to me, Mike, you know, most investors want to know that a person who they're writing a check for is 100% committed to their business. And for most people, that's, you know, the ability to do one thing. And not to discredit or anything, and you know, but I've been able to find this, not only that maybe it's from the passion or energy, but I've been able to find, you know, love for what I'm doing in construction and in my medical education, and now in the spice business, where I can actually say that, you know, I'm dedicated you know, truly to each one. So the question from an investor standpoint is like, Mike, if I had to give $1 million, I would want to know that you are 100% invested in your business. And to answer that question, you know, I could say yes, you know, but if you're going to tell me that, well, I need you to be full time, what does that even mean? Right, so most people, they go through the course of their day and they spend, you know, an 8-hour work day and maybe an hour for lunch, and they goof around for a little bit, have a couple breaks throughout the day. So my day is so non-traditional, right? So I start at, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning. And, you know, I'm running throughout the course of the day. I'm handling at any one time, you know, two businesses at any one time. So if I'm on the go, I'm constantly, you know, checking messages or I'm giving messages. And your brain just starts to adapt to this high speed. Maybe it's because I'm a New Yorker. You get into this high speed, mode where everything is like lightning. And you know, I mean, I don't drink any of those, you know, pro drinks that give you the extra energy or anything like that. I am a coffee drinker, but I definitely just have my one or two cups in the morning, and that's it. You know, everything's just like a natural high in life, and you just kind of do things. So the juggling act is really just taking advantage of every free moment in the day, right? So there's a lot of downtime. I used to work, you know, many, many years ago in a place, and I won't divulge it because maybe some of those listeners are here, and I don't want to embarrass anybody. So many of those people would struggle to complete work in their 8-hour day. And, you know, because of the way I structured and designed myself and my workflow, I was able to accomplish it in about 4 or 5 hours. So really at about 60 to 70% of what everyone else was doing. Well, that just freed me up to do other things. And so my mind would always wander about, okay, what else can I do? What else can I get involved in? And so now I just do that for myself and for my own businesses, you see? So I have a little bit of extra time because I try to streamline everything, right? So every morning I start my day. I check all my messages from the previous evening. I process my day out. I plan it accordingly. And sometimes monkey wrenches get thrown in, and so you got to, shoot from the hip, so to speak. But for the most part, I prioritize and I plan out my day. And I try to make appointments. I keep a calendar. And those things are so vital because to remember everything is virtually impossible. And so being organized, being streamlined, really working on your workflow, monitoring your workflow to make sure that what you're doing is efficient,
yeah,
is the most critical piece. And then, you know, I'd be remiss in saying that my day ends at 5 o'clock like most other, you know, folks, and it doesn't. You know, so my day ends at 6 o'clock very briefly so I can have dinner with my family on most days. And then I'm back to work. You know, I work out of my house, you know, for most things. And so at 7 o'clock or 7:30 or 8 o'clock, you know, I get back into the office and I, you know, I process out the rest of the day and I try to plan for the following day. And so that's kind of how it rolls. You know, it's, you know, my days don't really end till 10, maybe 11 o'clock at night, you know. And so,
wow.
So it's, I don't get my 8 hours sleep. I know that's a problem.
Yes.
But
I'll lecture you about that another time. So it sounds like there's a lot of planning involved. You want to write things down. You want to know what's going to happen. And then there's, you know, monkey wrenches are always thrown in, right? That's the expression.
Yeah, so I had a full day plan. I'll tell you a perfect example. Full day planned on Friday, and, you know, there was a flood in somebody's house. And so, you know, you kind of have to address emergencies. And so emergencies will dominate your time, your energies, your focus. And things do suffer. And, you know, to pretend like everything is hunky-dory every day is just not true. You know, it isn't. So things do happen. Life happens. And the great thing about, you know, I was having the conversation with the owner, and he's like, you know, shit happens. It does. You know, it's life. And you can't always plan for everything. So, you know, the most important thing, I think, the takeaway from the whole thing would be, don't let the monkey wrench hit you in the head. Just roll with it, you know, figure it out, process it, don't get angry and all emotional about it, and just roll with it. You figure out the plan on how to resolve it, and you move forward.
Oh, I like that, Michael. You know, the time goes by so fast. You literally have 30 seconds. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So tell us all the ways we can find you. And Michael's going to be back for the whole month of June and possibly in July, and we're very excited about that. So, Michael, tell us.
Oh, thank you very much. So you can find me on all of social media. I'm all over Twitter at MFarca. Devil's Envy is at Devil's Envy Spice. You can definitely find my website at devilsenvyspice.com, certainly on Facebook, Devils Envy Spice. And you can find me here now on the 10-Minute Marketer quite regularly in the last few weeks and the upcoming weeks. I'm excited about that as well.
I know. It's awesome. Well, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. You can check us out at the 10minutemarketer.com. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Rate and review. It makes a big difference and brings more listeners to the show. Thank you so much.